It was a tough week for Scott Morrison at the Pacific Islands Forum last week, with climate change tensions running high. But the PM will be hoping for a more friendly reception when his senior ministers touch down for talks in Papua New Guinea starting today. Rather than climate, it's money that's likely to be the bone of contention during discussions in Port Moresby. Political reporter Tom Eagledon has more.
Defence Minister Linda Reynolds is spearheading the multi-ministerial delegation. Today she'll visit Manus Island. Australia, PNG and the US have agreed to expand a naval facility there, which could be an important stronghold in plans to harden security in the region. From there she'll go to Port Moresby to join several of her fellow senior ministers, including Foreign Minister Maurice Payne and Finance Minister Matthias Cormann, for talks beginning Monday with their PNG counterparts.
To have ministers out visiting parts of PNG ahead of that meeting shows a level of engagement that seems to be quite positive.
That's Shane McLeod, a research fellow at the Lowy Institute. He says Scott Morrison's ministers are likely to find a less combative friend in PNG Prime Minister James Marape's government than was the case in last week's Pacific Islands Forum in Tuvalu.
James Marape didn't have a particularly prominent role in that, I guess, disagreement over climate in Tuvalu.
Mr Morrison's step-up plan for Australia's Pacific neighbours needs a shot in the arm after those public disagreements, and PNG's made it clear what it's hoping for out of Australia: help to finance a way out of the country's looming budget crisis.
There would have been a time when Australia would really give a request like this a fairly quick response. And the fact that there are talks going on suggests that Australia is thinking about this and looking at ways it can support PNG, perhaps to restructure its budget. There'd have to be some pretty strict conditions in there, I suspect, if Australia was to advance a loan to PNG.
China's growing influence in the region will be the subtext of the talks. PNG's making no secret of the fact it'll take help from wherever it can find it.
It's not because we are abandoning Australia as our, you know, forever friend, you know. But it's just that we are looking for options and opportunities to diverse ourselves.
That's Port Moresby-based lawyer Ben Lomai. He represents asylum seekers and refugees Australia sent to Papua New Guinea and says that issue is an ongoing irritant in relations.
We are now being used as a dumping ground. And that's why they are very careful as to who they're going to allow to come in at the request of Australian government.
Those tensions were on display earlier this week when Australia tried to deport Australian resident Gus Custer to PNG, only for him to be sent back to Brisbane on the same plane. Shane McLeod says the Custer case is unlikely to figure prominently in the ministerial talks, but is a reminder of how domestic politics can work against Australia.
Historically, Australia is the dominant power in PNG's foreign relationship, so opportunities, I guess, to show Australia not doing the right thing are often something that can play quite well politically.
That's the Lowy Institute, Shane McLeod, ending Tom Eagledon's report.